Yo, 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 what's up, everyone? I'm Trayton, the co-host of Three Guys in a Pod. I'm here with my boys, Travis and Cody. How you doing, fellas?
You.
Doing great, boys. Let's run it back.
Let's do it again.
Episode two.
Yes, sir. All right, so just a little preview for today's pod. We got a mock draft later in the show. But before we do that, let's talk a little news and notes from this week. I'm going to tell you the headline, and you tell me if it's just actual news or noise. First one. Tua got the Dolphins community hot and bothered this past week with some juicy workout picks. Was it news or was it noise?
Ooh, that's tough. I think it's news. I think Dolphins Twitter likes to overreact a little bit to just about everything Tua related. But, you know, he's training. He didn't get to do that last year to that extent. His body looks good. He looks like he's put on a little weight already. So I'll say it's news.
Travis?
I'd have to agree. I'd go news. You know, Dolphins fans, you have two different, you know, you have two ends of the spectrum. You have one end who, you know, they necessarily, you know, they're a fan of him because he's on the team, but they're not, they don't think he's that good. They think, you know, borderline bust. So to them, you know, it's annoying. They're tired of the, you know, the hype annoyed them. You see a lot of people say, you know, him coming in, all the hype, around him, you know, that's kind of what set up this season where, because he didn't, you know, come through and necessarily have a good season. But you know, then you have the other spectrum where there's some fans who are definitely overreacting a bit. And they're the hype. They're part of the hype, that big hype going into the season. But yeah, I mean, I think it's news. He like we talked last show. He gets a full off season. He gets an off season that's, you know, somewhat normal. We're getting back to, you know, completely different to where we were this time last year. So yeah, I think it's something. He's getting that work in, and he's you can tell he's getting stronger. Those arms, baby. I'd squeeze them.
I did hear where he played 7 pounds lighter as a rookie than he did at Alabama. So maybe there's something to it. Mm-hmm. I think maybe the gram might, the angles, you know, he's getting the perfect angles to look like he's ripped and everything. So it might be a little overreaction, but
right.
I think
we'll see a heavier player. Yeah, I think he'll get his body back to where it needs to be.
Yep.
For year two.
I agree.
All right, next one. With free agency approaching, stories are already coming out about potential interests and deals that may be in place. This week, the Dolphins and former Green Bay Packer Aaron Jones were said to have a mutual interest. And reports are the deal could be for about 4 years, $50 million, $25 million guaranteed. Is it news or noise? Travis?
I would say for that one, I'm going to go noise just to be – I mean, there might be – I'm sure there's partial truth to it. You know, if you're, you know, just like with you know, like our GM, he has to do his due diligence, you know, and that would be him reaching out to, I mean, you have to reach out to a player like that. So I'm sure there's some news to it, but I would say it's more noise at this stage right now. I would say.
I think it's probably noise. I think the Dolphins have been linked to just about every free agent possible.
Yeah.
If we know anything about Brian Flores, he's keeping everything close to the chest. There's no way we're letting all this information out there. We're interested in every free agent, every possible draft pick. Like, I don't know how this information is getting out to the media, but I think there's a lot of smoke screens, smoke screen season. Mm-hmm. But I will say in the case of Aaron Jones, I think what would tempt me with it, one, two is on his rookie contract. So if there is ever a time to overpay for a running back, it'd be now. That said, I do think obviously it makes more sense to get a running back in the draft if you can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what if we don't get Najee Harris? What if we don't get Javonte Williams or Travis Etienne? Mm-hmm. Maybe we're trying to give ourselves a little more flexibility in the draft just in case someone really good falls to 18 and we don't get to take Najee Harris. But in the perfect world, absolutely, I would rather draft a running back. But
right.
I can see why it might be tempting for Chris Greer to consider it. Because, I mean, Aaron Jones, he's a great player. I mean, we saw him in the playoffs running hard. Like, that's what our running game has been missing. So I wouldn't underestimate what his impact would do to the offense.
All right, next one. Former Bama teammate and Heisman winning receiver Devontae Smith reportedly said he would take Mac Jones over Tua. Is it news or noise? I'll take this one. It's noise. Tua's already on a team. I'm not a Tua believer, but come on now. Tua's already on the team. Yeah. He just won him a Heisman. He's trying to hype up his boy and get him drafted in the first round. It's noise.
I would agree with that. I think you said it perfectly. That was going to be my answer. You know, I've seen a lot of people say, you know, well, he should have said both. Well, guess what? You're not in that position. So you don't know what you would have said either. He did the right thing. Tua is in the NFL, you know, and I don't have any problem with what he said, and I'll still take him.
Yeah. I think it's noise too. I think, look, he might feel that way. He had a great season, won the Heisman Trophy with Mac Jones at quarterback. So I completely understand why he would feel that way. And Mac Jones had a hell of a season. He might be the better college quarterback than Tua statistically. So, But I don't think he's the same prospect Tua is at all. I don't think his skill set translates to the NFL the way Tua's did as far as his release, just his accuracy. I mean, Mac Jones had a lot of accuracy at Bama, but I think he's just like a heavy footed. He doesn't really move well. I don't know. I just don't see him being a great NFL quarterback, but I could be wrong. But Devontae Smith is not a GM. He's not a talent evaluator. He had a great season. He has his opinion, and that's, I'm not reading too much into it. And I would still take him as well if we feel like he's the best receiver for us.
Definitely.
All right. Speaking of the receiver, last bit of news from Pro Football Network. We are interested in Ja'Marr Chase with third overall pick. News or noise?
I mean, it's news. It's news that was made into noise. Of course we're interested in him. I mean, like Cody said already, and everyone should know this, and I tweeted this, you know, earlier. If you think the Dolphins are telling people what they're doing, you're nuts. I mean, this is 100%. I mean, it could be smokescreen. It could be truth. I mean, of course it's true. Of course they're interested in him. You know, but yeah, I mean, so it's news, but I mean, it's noise at this stage leading up to the draft, trying to get yourself set up, you know, in position to get the person you want, whether it's, you know, oh yeah, we want this person, just saying that to get the actual guy you want, or if it's the actual guy, but of course we're interested in him.
Yeah, it's noise. It's, like I said, it's smokescreen season. You can't take any of this. You got to take it all with a grain of salt. Like, teams are putting opposite messages out there. A team who maybe wants Chase to fall to them or wants Devontae Smith to fall to them, whatever, they could be putting that information out there. So wouldn't read too much into it. That said, I think Dolphins fans have been underrating Chase for a while now. I think he's an elite prospect. He had a hell of a season in 2019. I think we all have some recency bias where we've seen Devontae Smith more recently, seen Jalen Waddle more recently, so maybe we're more inclined to think that they're better. And I think it's a close call between those three. I think Chase brings a lot to the table. He's not just a jump ball guy. I think a lot of people want to say he's just a jump ball guy, but I think he's got a lot of speed. I think he's going to run a 4.4 something in the 40, and I think people are going to be blown away by what he brings to the table. So I wouldn't rule him out at 3 at all.
All right.
Yeah, I agree. All right. So before we start the mock draft, we just want to get you guys positioned with like how we think our team needs are for this off season, what we're looking at. So what do you think our biggest needs are, Cody?
Obviously number one is wide receiver. I mean, we definitely need to get two of some weapons. So I put that number one. Number two, I'm tempted to say O-line, but we just don't really know how the rookies are going to develop. So let's say they maybe don't take a drastic step in year two. I would put O-line definitely number two, but if they do improve a lot, I think O-line maybe isn't up there as high. Then obviously running back. I think I liked what Miles Gaskin and Savon Ahmed did towards the end of the year. I think they're a good 2 and 3 option, but I do think we need a number one back. I'll put edge after that. I think we kind of have a pass rush by committee. We don't have like that one dominant edge rusher, but I think if we did have that, that might set our defense up to even to that complete elite level. I think our defense is still a couple pieces away. I'm not sure they're quite at that elite level, regardless of opponent yet. Then I put linebacker. I think we need another guy in the middle. Landon Roberts had a pretty bad knee injury towards the end of the season, so we're going to need to replace him. He was a free agent anyway, so I don't really see us re-signing him. But just someone in the middle who can stuff running lanes, who can play sideline to sideline, who can cover. I think Flores really likes an athletic linebacker. So I think we're definitely going to be in the market for one. I also think safety. I think we might be looking for another safety. I think we like what we have with Bobby McCain and Eric Rowe. Neither one of them are like great playmakers though. So if they're, we could upgrade the position. So I'm not sure if we're going to do that this year or we're going to get a developmental guy to kind of set back. And lastly, we do need to find a backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. All the talks about trading for one, but I think Tua is our guy and we need to find someone to back him up. I don't think Fitzpatrick is going to come back unless he can't find a team who's going to offer him a starting role or at least compete for a starting role. So I think we're definitely going to be in the market to find a good veteran to back up Tua. Yep. Those would be my needs.
I agree with all that. And to piggyback on you, receiver, O-line, running back for offense. But the point is we need to play complementary football. We can't rely on our defense, special team, and coaching to win us every game. So once we get in the games with the big boys like the Chiefs, the Bills, all of them, we're going to need playmakers. We're going to need guys that can score points because our defense got us three picks or three turnovers and sacks versus the Kansas City. They still beat us by like, what, 10? So we're going to need to score points.
Agree.
All right. So we're about to start the mock draft, but before we do, let's just pay homage to Bill O'Brien for giving us the third overall pick.
Thank you, Bill.
You're the real MVP, Bill. You're the real MVP.
Come on down to Miami, baby. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. If we win a Super Bowl, he gets a ring, right?
Definitely. Got to send one.
The next few years.
What an idiot. So,
the rules for the mock draft, we're going to each get a vote on each pick, and we're going to give each other time to like make our case for each guy. And if we're all three dead set on someone different, then we're just going to go with the highest ranked guy. And we're using Pro Football Network for this draft. So.
And this is like our rough draft.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know about you guys, but some of these later round prospects, I haven't really got around to watching all the film on them yet. So I need to do some more homework. But it's a fun starting off point before free agency. We know we're going to fill some needs in free agency. So that might clear up some of the guys we might target in the draft. But I think for this first one, we kind of just get a feel for who we might target it with each pick. I think it'll be fun to get that conversation started.
Yeah, I agree. Let me just get this situated real quick. It's loading. But, so number three, overall, first pick. Trevor Lawrence went off the board first, followed by Zach Wilson.
Wow.
So, who are we going at three, boys?
We're on the clock. This is the war room. Let's see it.
I'm taking school. So,
first of all.
I'm taking school.
First of all. What? You are? You're already doing that? I was going to say, first of all, I was going to ask, do we have any trades to consider?
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing that. Oh, we're going big time.
So we got San Francisco calling in. They're offering us pick 12. Pick 43 in next year's first. Then we got the Patriots offering us 15, 46, 120, and then next year's first. And then the Lions, 7 and 41.
Mm-hmm.
What are we thinking?
Ooh.
The Lions won.
I think that's a tempting range because I know we're still going to get one of the top receivers we want. I think the 49ers trade's a little more fair. I think they're giving us a day two pick. I think the Lions should probably offer more than just one day two pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially if they're coming up for a quarterback. I think trading back to where New England is too far for my comfort. I'd want to.
Right.
Yeah, that's way too far for me. We're missing out on all the elite prospects at that point.
Right.
So
I might do the Lions trade though, just to see what we get at 41. I think in the real world, they'll also throw in a future pick.
Yeah, at least for another second.
Yeah, but for this sake, I wouldn't mind doing that and seeing what we end up with at 7.
Travis,
I'd still take probably Sewell. I guess that's my answer right now, just because with the Lions trading for Goff, I don't know. I mean, they might want to trade up to take Sewell. I guess it's likely, but I think in my head, I don't know. I'd still take Sewell if he were to be there at three. I would take him, and you guys know how bad I want I want Smith, but yeah, I would take Sewell, I guess, right now.
Ooh, so I got the deciding pick here.
You got the tie-breaking vote here.
You guys know I love Sewell, but I'm also interested in trading back, so we're going to trade back.
We're switching it up. All right, we're switching it up.
All right, so Justin Fields went, then Zach Wilson to the Falcons, and then Sewell to the Bengals. Yep. And then Jamar Chase to the Eagles. So we're up.
So basically right now we're choosing between Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle, and maybe to a lesser extent Kyle Pitts.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Travis, I know this is your zone. Make your case for Smith, man.
Well, since I won't be upset with that. Actually, last episode, I said I'd like to trade back. I just think in my head, I wouldn't see it with the Lions, but I would take that. So, yeah, give me Smith, and I'm happy. He's a stud.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. Wide receivers is our biggest need, so I'm good with taking Smith.
Really? Because I thought you were kind of becoming a Waddle guy a little bit.
I think I need another week before I fully commit.
Okay.
I think part of it too is like, I mean, I don't know. For me, maybe it is a little bit of just, you know, with Waddle being hurt, maybe that is part of it. But yeah, it's just Smith now. You know what I mean?
What do you think?
I also give the slight edge to Smith. I really love Waddle. And I think for this year's team, Waddle might actually be the best fit as far as, because we're going to have Devontae Parker and Preston Williams on the outside. To have Waddle in the middle as that speed threat is just someone who's going to take the top off the defense. I would love it. But I think long-term, I think I'm going to go with Smith just because his production, you really can't argue with that. Like, he had back-to-back years of well over 1,000 yards, and we saw what he did this past year. So
right.
I like Smith a lot still, and I would go with him here at 7 as well. So make it official.
Sweet.
All right.
Send it in.
If it is.
Fuck it, send it in.
Send it in.
All right. So just to highlight a few guys, Micah Parsons went number 9 to the Broncos. Waddle went 8 to the Panthers. And Pitts went 13 to the Chargers. Rashad Bateman also to the Raiders at 17. And then 16, our boy Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa to the Cardinals.
That sucks.
So we're in a good spot here.
So we're on the clock. Who do we got left?
Rashawn Slater's on the board. Najee Harris, the offensive tackle from USC. Elijah, Gregory Rousseau. We got some good options here.
Ooh, this is my dilemma here. I love Najee Harris, but like I said, I'm not completely married to it, because if we get a guy like maybe Gregory Rousseau, like if he falls to 18, I would consider it. Because I think we do need a great edge player. But I think I'll still go with Najee Harris, just because I think Gregory Rousseau, I'm not even saying his last name right. I'm probably butchering the hell out of his last name. But I've watched him. I think he gets a lot of his pass rushing opportunities from the interior, which I don't know how well that will translate to the NFL. So I'd be tempted to go with him, just because I think our defense is a couple pieces away from – really solidifying ourselves. But I think getting Najee Harris would be such a boon to our offense.
Just a little thought here. One thought I had this past week. What did you think of the idea of us trading back into the first if ETN and Najee Harris are there? That gives us the flexibility of a fifth-year option still, like trading into like 23 or 24, something like that. And then after his rookie years, after the 5 years is done, you can franchise him or give him a 2-year deal like Derrick Henry. What do you guys think of that?
I'm not.
That's deep. That wasn't even on my radar, but
I didn't either.
Something to consider.
Yeah, it's definitely a good thought. I would be worried, and I guess I'll just answer, you know, who I would take. I would just be worried going, you know, depending on how far back we go. I feel like, because my pick would be Najee Harris, obviously. I'm not big on Etienne, whatever his name is. Yeah. I don't care. I'm not big on him. I've been against him. I don't know. I think if I remember correctly, he only had like 4 or 5 turnovers, but it was just enough that what I saw, and maybe I just need to watch more, I just wasn't big on him. So it's a good idea, but I want Najee. So that's why, yeah. You know, I'd also take
if you want Najee Harris, you don't risk it, in my opinion.
And I
like if you have your guy there, you take him. You don't get cute. You don't try to finesse something down the line.
Right.
Najee Harris is your guy. You take him at 8.
And who is because the Cowboys, you got the Bears after us, you got the Colts.
And yours, all of them.
Yeah. So, and you know, I didn't. My needs were basically the same as Cody. It was wide receiver, O line. I had Edge actually third, but I'm, you know, with Edge, I'm still just Charles Harris did a number on me mentally. So I wouldn't want to take, even though that was my needs, I just wouldn't want to take Edge yet. Just looking at the board and knowing what's, you know, to come. So yeah, my pick would be Harris, and that's my explanation for everything basically.
Well, Harris is the pick regardless of what I say, but I would have went Slater.
We still have time to try to convince us otherwise. We said we gave each of us a chance to make our case. So who would your pick be?
I would go Slater from Northwestern. A lot of people are talking him up, and some even have him higher rated than Sewell, which I think is dumb. But it's because he's so technically sound.
Yeah, my only concern with him, I've seen some people say he's probably better suited to be inside long term because he doesn't really have the length to play tackle. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, inside, I think we're kind of set with maybe Robert Hunt and Solomon Kinley long term if we get another tackle and move Hunt inside. So that's why I'm not as crazy with him. I think he might be a pretty big, good pick at 18, but I would still go Najee Harris here.
Najee me, baby.
All right. On to the next one. So Rousseau went right after us. Shows you what kind of player he is.
Yeah.
And then Slater went to the Ravens. Ooh, that's a good one if they trade Orlando Brown.
Oh, yeah. They are rumored to be getting rid of him.
Ooh, our boy Kadarius Toney went to the Saints.
Ooh.
All right, we're up on the clock. We got ETN still there, but we just picked.
Of course he is.
We're not going to double up on running back.
We got Jalen Mayfield, offensive tackle from Michigan. Wyatt Davis, guard for Ohio State. Jalen Phillips, edge for Miami. Baron Browning, linebacker, Ohio State.
So we didn't get a chance to get Zavin Collins, huh?
No, we didn't. That was going to be my number one target. Yeah.
We were talking about that earlier. He's a perfect fit for Flores.
He really is. I'd love to have him here at 36, but he was not there. We're going to have to
do something else.
Think of an alternative. The first name you said, Jalen Mayfield, I think might be a good pick on the offensive line. It's because he has experience at both tackle spots.
Yeah.
He doesn't have as much film as some of the other tackle guys, but he fits the mold of what we look for in an offensive lineman. He's big, at like 316, 320. He's also athletic, I think a little bit more so than Robert Hunt. So if you take him to play right tackle, it'll protect to his blind side, and you move Robert Hunt inside, and I think you address two positions with one pick.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be my pick. Another one I would consider is Jalen Phillips, the edge from Miami. I honestly think he might be a top 10 pick if it wasn't for his concussion concerns. Like he had 3 concussions in college and medically retired for a brief moment. But he went to Miami last year and had a great season. He'd really be a complete package as far as great setting the edge against the run. He has the size that we look for and that like 3-4 outside linebacker. So if we're willing to take the risk on him, I would consider that as well. But
we also have pick 41 coming up since we did the trade. So
that's true.
If we think one of them will drop, Jalen Mayfield is ranked higher in the ranking. So do we think Jalen Phillips would drop?
That's true.
I'm all right with taking Jalen Mayfield. Sure enough, the offensive line. Our defense isn't the main concern this offseason. Like, I would love to improve the edge, but if we don't, we'll still have a top 15 unit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, go ahead.
I was preparing to say Phillips just to be different, but I would have no problem with doing O-line here, especially because I forgot about the trade. I'm glad Trayton said that because I forgot about the trade. So we would have another pick coming up. I'm sure Phillips will probably – I'm going to say this, that it's not going to happen. We'll see what happens. But I'm going to still take O-line. I think we could – I would agree with that. And let's see what happens with this with the next pick if Phillips is still there.
Let's hope.
All right. We got Jalen Mayfield. Travis Etienne went to the Steelers. That's actually a sneaky good.
Not bad. They need to replace Trayton. Yeah. You're a fantasy guy. They need to replace
James Conner.
Yeah, yeah, he drives me nuts. Okay, anyway.
Ooh, he fell to us.
There we go.
Let's go.
There we go.
He did.
Do we want to just mention other names just in case? We got Baron Browning, linebacker, Ohio State. Creed Humphrey, center, Oklahoma.
Yeah, so Creed Humphrey and Baron Browning would be two great fits here because we obviously need a linebacker, like we've said, and obviously we need a center. I don't know if we're completely sold on Ted Karras going forward, so I think Creed Humphrey is my favorite center in the draft, so I would consider him too, but we also just went offensive line.
Yeah.
So is that too many resources when we can maybe upgrade the defense? We haven't touched the defense yet. I'd probably go defense here just because we already got the O-line and then maybe try to address center in a future draft. Or free agency.
I'm not going to lie. I also like the Baron Browning, you know, being in Indiana, the waiting for Notre Dame games at 3:30. I catch a lot of the Big Ten games, and, you know, Ohio State didn't play that many games this year, but I knew of him before this year. And the games that I did see him this year, I would be intrigued by that, but yeah, because of our needs and where I have edge, I would take Phillips, like I had said before, the last pick.
I think the discussion here is between the highest upside. I think that's Phillips. I think he could potentially be an elite player if he can stay healthy. Browning is the safer pick, and I think it also addresses a need. He's athletic, plays sideline to sideline, can cover, can do a lot of things we ask the linebacker to do. So
right.
I'd be fine with either. Trayton, do you have any thoughts?
I'm going to go my votes on Jalen Phillips. I think we need the edge the most. Yeah. We'll need linebacker and stuff, but I think with Flores' system, he can find guys on the rough. Like Van Ginkle this past year came on, played really well for us.
Yeah.
And we had Landon Roberts, Van Noy, and all those guys in the Patriots system. Mm-hmm. They just seem to just roll them out year after year, different guys. So. I think Flores can work.
If we're going to find backups or like guys who can fill depth, it's easier to find linebackers later in the draft than like a great edge player. And Phillips has that potential, so I would take a chance.
That's very true. I think I don't remember, Cody, exactly where you had LB, but I know for mine, just making like a 6 to 7. I mean, LB's last on my list, but like you said, it's an intriguing option. It's best, you know, like you said, safe option. But yeah, gotta be Phillips. Phillips on this pick.
All right. Rondale Moore went to the Giants. And we're back on at 50. And Browning was on the board still, and so is Humphrey.
Ooh, nice. I'm glad we went Phillips then.
Terrace Marshall, wide receiver LSU, if we want to double down as well. Just throwing that out there. But I think
I like Terrace Marshall a lot. I might be a little more tempted to do a more of a slot. Mm-hmm. Guy like a speedier guy, but that's an option too.
Can you read who is available again?
Terrace Marshall, Baron Browning, Creed Humphrey, Landon Dickerson, center from Alabama, Amon St. Brown, USC wide receiver.
Did we?
Jabril Cox, LSU running or linebacker.
We took Mayfield from Michigan already, didn't we?
We got offensive tackle.
I guess me personally, I would go LB then, considering who we were just talking about. I think I'd be getting an Ohio State guy in there. You know, we've got a good core, especially with Baker. Baker's an Ohio State guy. You can kind of get him a replacement for McMillan. Like Cody said, he can play side to side. So, yeah, that'd be my pick.
Likewise. Yeah, I'm tempted to go Creed Humphrey. This like completely set the offensive line, but I think we gotta. That's a lot of resources to the offensive line back to back years. So I would solidify the defense potentially and get another front seven piece and an athletic piece that Flores would love to use. So I'm going Browning.
Humphrey was tempting. Yep. I saw earlier someone had did on Twitter. Someone had did a Dolphins jersey swap with him, and I was like, ooh, okay. And then I kind of just reading up on him and everything, but. Yeah. Train, what did you think? What were you going to say?
If this was next year, I would probably take Creed Humphrey and then just kick out Flowers, cut him, get cap. But since it's this year, I'd go with Browning as well. Okay. He just feels a...
I think we're doing pretty good, boys. Need.
I know. I'm liking our draft so far. I
wish we could... Yeah.
So we're up at pick 81. We got Amari Rodgers, wide receiver Clemson. Tyon Wallace, wide receiver, Oklahoma State. Kenneth Gainwell, running back, Memphis. That's my boy right there. Talanoa Hufanga, safety, USC. What do you guys think?
Oh, man.
I love Amari Rodgers.
I figured you'd get there.
I watched him in the Senior Bowl. He was so fun to watch in the Senior Bowl. I think he's like a really complete package as a slot receiver. He's got the speed, but he's also built like almost like a running back. Like he's densely built, which I think he can go over the middle and make difficult catches. I don't think you're going to worry about him too much with injuries and stuff like that. So I like him a lot. I think another guy I would consider here is Elijah Moore, if he's still there.
Ooh, Elijah Moore. That's what, okay.
I like him. I like his tape.
Yeah. He's like a really great route runner. Like he smokes people, got a lot of speed. I think Amari Rodgers probably has a little less speed, but he's still in that 4-4 range. Like I said, I really like how he's built. I like he can has a good catch radius. He can catch passes that are slightly off target. So that would be my pick.
Joss, you're gonna have to split the vote here. I'm on Elijah.
Oh boy. I love it.
Unless you have someone else.
No, I would agree with those two. I would have to go Elijah. Because that's honestly who I was thinking at first. I haven't seen a lot from him, but that was the first name that when I heard that was the first name that popped to my head. So I'd go Elijah Moore.
I can live with it. I like Amari Rodgers a little better, but I like Elijah Moore a lot.
Both are good picks.
I think Elijah Moore would help us more in the long term and taking over that like Devontae Parker role. But Amari Rodgers would help us next year for sure a lot more, filling that slot role.
Yeah.
All right, pick 123. Do you guys have any favorites in the late round before I start reading off names?
My favorite at 123, if he's still there, is Osa Odigizuwa from UCLA. I think he's the perfect for the 5-tech. I think he'd be great for our defensive line if he's still there.
He is still there.
Let's go. I'm trying to convince you guys. Like, I think he's another type of edge guy, but he can play the 5-tech, so he'll play, like, defensive line in a 3-4 alignment. And then on passing downs, he can go inside. He looked really good in the Senior Bowl. He's very quick, explosive. He's a little shorter than what we look for in those type of front seven players, but he's got these freakishly long arms that make up for it. So I think he checks the box for the length as well. Because Flores loves to have lengthy front seven players, so that's my pick. I need to see who else is available. That's who I want.
Yeah, I got to hear who's available.
I would go tempted to go with safety, like Tyree Gillespie, safety for Missouri, or like Jamie Sherwood, safety for Auburn, just to have that extra guy out there just in case we have injuries or someone falls flat next year. But I'm also good with the defensive tackle. If you feel that much.
Here's the thing. We're going to probably lose Devon Godshaw.
Yeah.
We need to find some depth along. And I don't want to just draft a safety just to check a box for like a need. I want to draft who I think is going to be the best player long term because our needs are going to change every year.
Yeah.
So I want to draft a player who I think is best. And I think him at 123 is a steal.
Who are the just for kicks? Who are the what are the players? What are the options?
We got Offensive tackle BYU, Brady Christensen. We got Khalil Herbert. Chuba Hubbard is on the board still. Running back for Oklahoma State. But,
okay. And what was Cody's pick?
Defensive tackle.
Osa Odigazua.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys are going to laugh at this, but just because I wanted – just because I'm going to go random. I'm going to pick a random one. Is Aaron Banks still available?
Nah, I was just about to bring that up. Yeah, he got picked like five spots before us. I thought you were going to mention him. Sean Wade also got picked before us. That was another name I liked.
Gosh, dang.
Ohio State. So,
yeah, I think Aaron Banks would be a good pick at this spot. I think he's perfect for what we look for.
That was literally going to be my pick.
Killed it in the Senior Bowl.
He did. I liked. And of course, I mean, he's from Notre Dame, so it's kind of a biased opinion. But when you watch every single game, it's like, whatever. I'll just agree with Cody at this point.
So you get for not doing your homework, man.
I already told you guys. So I told them before we started, I didn't do my homework for the later round. So I don't really, these ones are all them. And it'll get even worse because then we're going to really get to some names where it's like, okay, whatever.
We only got one more pick.
Do we?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we only have one more after this. This is like the round where no one knows anyone except Cody knew him.
Okay, let me ask one more question.
I know a few names.
Is Nico Collins available then? Is he taken already? I might have missed it.
He is available.
Okay, well then there you go. That's my pick. That's one of the one people, again, like I said, watching Big Ten games.
Travis, we've already went two wide receivers.
Hey,
what are you doing?
Dude, did you see our issues this past year? I'm scarred, okay?
We're going to sign someone in free agency.
You don't know that.
We know Devontae Parker, Preston Williams, Lynn Bowden Jr., I think are going to make the team. So we have three guys we're carrying over. How many roster spots are you going to dedicate
Guess
to one
what?
Position?
I want like 10. I want like 10 wide receivers going into training camp for if anything bad happens. Because if I have to watch Hollins or I don't even want to watch Jakeem Grant this year. Like, so judge me all you want. I don't care.
Elijah Moore is going to easily replace Jakeem Grant. He's off the roster.
Well, give me one more guy just in case.
Well, you're not getting him because I'm riding for Cody.
That's fine.
He gave a pass speech about it.
Look, we can't just all be the same, all right? I had to give a different answer.
No, that's all right.
You're fine.
At least I knew.
I'd say that's an option we can consider maybe if the Dolphins don't get two receivers early. Maybe they look at Nico Collins for the 123rd pick. So it's a good option to talk about.
This is getting guys out there that we like.
I'm with it.
All right. Pick 208, final pick. God. Also known as Who Is This Guy? Welcome to the Dolphins. do you guys have any late round this way or this far back? We got Landon Young, offensive tackle, Kentucky. If you want to bolster the offensive line even more, Paris Ford, Pitt. What do you guys think?
I'm looking at the list now.
There was a few guys. Chris Rump from Duke I liked as an edge guy, but we've kind of already addressed that. So, But I don't know. It's the sixth round? These guys probably aren't going to make the team anyway. Maybe a practice squad guy. So
exactly.
I would just take best player available. I don't think we're going to fill any needs at this point. I also like Trey Brown from Oklahoma as a corner, maybe someone that we could potentially look at, switch to safety long-term maybe. I think Flores loves to have safeties who previously played corner. If you look at guys like Bobby McCain and Eric Rowe, and Trey Brown from Oklahoma is supposed to be like one of the fastest guys in the draft from what I've read. So
even Byron Jones safety before he switched to corner. So
who
he loves, Flores loves those versatile guys. Byron Jones.
Yeah. So I might do that just because we haven't really addressed the DBs yet.
Travis, you got any thoughts?
Yeah, fuck it. Send it in.
Yeah, most people don't know what we're talking about at this point anyway, and I haven't looked up all these guys.
I don't want to waste their time. You know what? I am upset, though, because I forgot about with that last pick. And I just now I'm thinking about it. I forgot to ask, which is pointless now, but I forgot to ask about Dylan Hayes from Notre Dame, if he was available. I just kind of assumed he wasn't, But now that I'm thinking of it, like, dang it, that's actually who I would have taken.
I think he's ranked it like in the 150 area, so I would assume he's.
I know, that's what I thought too, but.
Yeah, I think he was.
Whatever. That's just, I just forgot that. That's what I would have done with the last pick. But yeah, go with Cody's dude. Sure. Great.
Yep. All right. So that concludes the mock draft. So I'll read off who we got. We got Devontae
at 7
after we traded back. Najee Harris at 18. Jalen Mayfield, offensive tackle, Michigan at 36. Then Jalen Phillips with our other trade in the picks. Baron Browning, linebacker, Ohio State. Elijah Moore to fill up that other wide receiver slot. Osa Odigizawa, defensive tackle, UCLA, and then Trey Brown.
That's a solid draft.
Yeah, I like that. But do you guys have any picks looking back you wish you would have changed after you saw who fell? Anything?
Yeah, I'm still pissed you guys took away my Amari Rodgers pick.
No, I wouldn't change anything. I'd be happy with that. And, of course, you know, it's probably going to change. We'll see what happens with free agency. You know, since everyone thinks they know who we're going to take and what we're going to do, it's like, I don't know how you can assume that when you have no clue what we're going to do with free agency first. So so we'll have to revisit that. But, you know, I'd be happy with that draft. I can't think of really – I'm sure there's maybe one thing I could do, but not off the top of my head. I mean, I'd have to really go in depth, so I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, the one.
Yeah, I feel like.
Go for it.
Go ahead, Trent.
The one name I wrote down as we were making the picks was Najee Harris, but honestly, as the draft went along, we got Jalen Mayfield to fill the offensive tackle when I wanted to take Slater there, so I was happy with that. And then we got Jalen Phillips to fall to us and Baron Browning. Mm-hmm. We got all the guys we really wanted.
Yeah.
For the most part. So.
Yeah, the only guy I wish we really could have gotten at 36 was Savin Collins from Tulsa.
Yeah,
he's like the perfect fit for what Flores would be looking draft. For. But getting Phillips and then Baron Browning, I think, is a great consolation for that. So I think you gave
me Smith and you gave me Najee. I mean, it's a miracle that I'm still on this call because after Smith and Najee, I was super happy. So at that point, it was like, you know, do whatever. But yeah.
Yeah, those are your boys right there.
That's,
you got all the
guys. You give me those two guys, we are solid on that. That's why I said I got to do a lot more of my research with some of the later round players because, I mean, like I said, you give me those two and then even the second round that we had, man, I mean, we're in such a good position. It's great.
Sure. Yeah, we'll do a second one.
Yeah, 2.0.
Evaluate. Yeah.
We got the next 2 weeks. We got a free agency breakdown. We're gonna do the offense and then defense in back to back weeks. Break them down. Who we like. What kind of deals we're looking at getting for guys and stuff like that. But that concludes this podcast. You guys can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Chef Sturry. Travis
Irish Bullfins used to be Travis Brunk.
I'm at Princey Fins Fan.
All right, and we would also really appreciate if you guys could hit the subscribe button to make sure you don't miss any new episodes that drop, and also leave us a rate and review. And we might share it on this future show if it's a good
name
review.
Drop.
So
we'll name drop you.
All right. Peace. That's fun. That was fun.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah. Keep it real, my bros and streets. Diddy can tell they stole.